I had a quartet
that was basically the Traitors, but we were called the Kid Row Gang. We did have six people. I had three guys that were more or less my age. One of the guys had been in the second version of the Flaming Embers called Mind, Body, and Soul. And they actually had a hit out. I'll give you all my love, mind, body, and soul. Okay, and that was a local hit. And that was John Goings. And they were actually invited to play Woodstock. Their truck broke down on the way, so they never made it. The problem was that they would not stop smoking pot and drinking beer at rehearsal. The guitar player that was with us then put up a sign at Anderson's Music saying wanted, you know, musicians. And this young guy named Craig Peters answered that ad. Came along. He was very good. He owned the fingerboard on the guitar. He didn't play rehearsed solos when it was time to play an ad-lib solo. Whatever came into his head at the moment, based on whatever influence he was under, went right onto the fingerboard of the guitar. Highly skilled. Nobody in the entire punk rock genre in Detroit anywhere near approaching Craig Peters.